Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Arab Shabbos. We're going to finish Perek Tes of Hilchos Sanhedrin. Just to do a little bit of review, it's a short Perek. Halach Aleph, the Rambam deals with Kulan Mechayvin B'dinei Nefashos. So made a very strong case that the Girsa really is that any Sanhedrin, not Sanhedrin Magdola, Ardiak was basically the last three words, Vechar Kachi Hare. It can't be it's any Sanhedrin which is capable of being done Dinei Nefashos, and we hope that we had some value added in terms of the Chalosh and Bezdin for Dinei Nefashos relies on there being an Eda Hamatzalas, right? Vishaftu Heda Vihitzilua Eda. So if nobody's representing that, you don't need a full 10, you can't be Mechayiv. Then we got back to the principles of Hosafa Sadayanim and the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid and Halacha Beis. With the Ravid taking a purist Kimandalei Sadamya point of view, so the Eni Yodeya is out of the mix, and for the Rambam, it's pretty clear that Hosafa Sadayanim is Choser V'Neir, but our contention was that since a person who is either an Eni Yodeya or a Melamed Zchus can't be Choser Melamed Chova unless we're talking about a Mesis, right? The fact is that he's sort of dialed in. So the Rambam takes a much more limited, Kimandalei Sadamya kind of an approach until Hosafa Sadayanim. And Hosafa Sadayanim is, as the Rambam says, Nosim V'Nosnim B'Davar. I think it is a Chozer V'Neir, but not to the point where you could be Chozer and Malamid B'Chova and Dinei Nefasho. So that brings us to the last halacha, where the Rambam all of a sudden seems to introduce like a third category. And I'd like to talk about a piece in the Radvaz and also the Chidushei Hagram v'hagrid on this matter. Bezdin hagadol shabal had machlokes, as opposed to the previous halacha, which was Sanhedrin Ketana. Bein b'dinei nefashos, bein b'dinei manos, bein b'dinei Torah. Ein mosif in aleihem. There's no hosafa sadayanim. Eladan in elu kineged elu v'holchen achar harov shalahen. V'im b'dinei achad min haneheragin b'fneihem nechagu, as opposed to dinei nefashos, whatever that means. Dan in elu kineged elu ad sheyiftiru oso. Oh, Yischayev. Now we know again that Yischayev in Dinei Nefashos has to be Losi Achare Rabim Le Raos, Achare Rabim Le Hatos. The Hataya Lechova has to be with a majority of two. So the Radvaz wants to know what is this? Bein Dinei Nefashos, Bein Bedinei Mamonos, and then he comes back later as if it was a separate matter and says, Im Bedin Echad Min Haneragin. Nechleku, what do you mean? Didn't we cover Dinei Nefashos? So the Radvaz is a fascinating diuk. He says that you can never have Hosafas Hadayanim in the Bezdin HaGadol, but Dinei Nefashos could just mean that they're adjudicating like a Din Torah or a principle of that could impact Dinei Nefashos. And there you could have majority rule, right? There's no Hosafas Hadayanim, but you could literally have, as the Rambam says, "Dan enelu kineged elu v'holchen achar rov shalhen." However, if it's din echad min haneragin, what the Radvaz called, halacha lemasa, if there's actually, a capital case that managed to work its way in front of them for whatever reason, so dan enelu kineged elu ad sheyiftiru oso ad o yischayev. It's not a simple rov there. Yischayev implies a rov of at least shnayim. Which is a fascinating idea. Okay, so that's the Radvaz. Now, the Gram and the Grid, the Rav and Rav Moshe have a very important piece here, why there is no Hosafas Hadayanim in the Bezdin HaGadol. In particular, they're bothered by a Gemara in Horios, which talks about, obviously, Par Halim Davar Shel Tzibor, that they're not Chayev until, even if they're Meya, Ad She Yoru Chulan. So apparently, you could have a Bezdin HaGadol of 100. So that sort of leads Rav Moshe and the Rav to rule out the possibility that there is no chalos bezdin above 71, because they say, look, you could have it in the Par Halim Davar Shel Tzibor. So they opt for a kind of a different approach where they suggest that what Hosafas Hadayanim is about Birur Hadin. But the maximum that you can have in terms of Birur Hadin is 71. That's the whole definition of a Bezdin HaGadol. Now, you come to 100, that's a very specific area with a Par Halim Davar Shel Tzibor, that's a Hora B'Taos, so that obviously has nothing to do with Beirur HaDin. But it's very fascinating. If you take Rav Moshe and the Rav's point of view here, I think it comports actually very nicely with what we were trying to say, that, you know, Hosafa Sadayanim is about Birur Hadin, and therefore the whole thing is Choser V'Neir, right? You add two people to the mix, so you're not just being Marbe to Deos, but the whole conversation can change. Hopefully somebody introduces a new idea. So there are some limitations, right? A person who was an Eni Odeya or Melamed Schus can't be a Melamed Chova, but you have the opportunity to, you know, L'Hatchil Mechadash. So anyway, that's the assessment of the Rav and Rav Moshe in this matter. So Hosafas HaDayanim is all about, you know, Birur HaDin, and you can't get any Birur HaDin better than the Sanhedrin HaGedolah, because they have to deal with everything at the level of, you know, Hora'as Vadai, not a Hora'as Safik. What they're saying, you know, Misham Teitzei Hora'a LiYisrael, that defines what the Halacha is, a very critical point. So you can't have Hosafas HaDayanim over the Beis Din HaGadol, because the Beis Din HaGadol is the gold standard in terms of a din mevura or a din emes, you know, halacha achar Beis Din Yafa. Okay, so that's I think a very, very important contribution with respect to what Hosafas HaDayanim, you know, looks to accomplish, and I think it comports very well with what we saw previously in the Rambam regarding, you know, Keman Deleisa in a very technical sense, as opposed to the Ravid's Keman Deleisa, as you know, he gets removed from all of the proceedings. Okay, wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.